Yellow.
Dad, I'm calling about the school talent show.
Don't worry, I know it's tonight.
No, Dad, I broke my last saxophone reed and I need you to get me a new one.
Isn't this the kind of thing your mother's better at?
I called her. She's not home. I also tried Mr. Flanders, Aunt Patty, Aunt Selma, Dr. Hibbert, Reverend Lovejoy, and that nice man who caught the snake in our basement.
Wow, and after them, out of all the people in the world, you chose me. Uh-huh. Yeah, number 4.5 reed. Got it.
Well, you're in for a whale of a show tonight. I'd like to point out that the doors are now locked, so you parents can't sneak out of the show after your own child is performed. Oh, and let me caution the people in the first 5 rows, you will get wet.
Woo!
Just in a nick of... beer. Hurry, Mo, hurry. I've only got 5 minutes till the music store closes.
Well, why don't you go there first?
Hey, do I tell you how to do your job?
Sorry, Homer.
You know, if you tip the glass, there won't be so much foam on top.
Sorry, Homer.
This is a whole lot of nothing.
I'd rather be watching the boilers.
Oh, well, make sure you return those chairs to the cafeteria, Kim. I'm not kidding.
Finished with 15 seconds to spare. No, no, phone, phone.
What's the matter, Betty?
The moron next door closed early.
I happen to be that moron.
Oh, me and my trenchant mouth.
Oh, terrible, just terrible. You know, they seem to get worse every year. Wonderful. You know, I think this is the best batch we've ever had. I really do. And now, here's Bart Simpson, the boy of 1,000 voices.
I'd like to open with my impression of Principal Skinner.
Duh, look at me. I'm Principal Skinner.
That young man just became the boy of 1,000 days detention.
Hey, it's Lunch Lady Doris. I wonder what she's got for us today.
Today's special is refried dog poop.
Please, you've got to open that store.
Let me think about it. No.
Okay, okay. But I want you to see a picture of the little girl you're disappointing. Well, I don't have one.
Come on, Jer, open up. Be a pal. Remember when I pulled you and your wife out of that burning car?
Okay, okay. But now we're even. So what does your daughter need?
Oh, have you know, I wrote it down. Number 4.5. Stupid gum. Number 4.5, reed. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. And what instrument does she play?
I don't know.
Mom, where is he? If I don't get that reed, I'll sound terrible.
Don't worry, honey. I'm sure your father's... Maybe. No. Oh, that's a long shot. Bingo. Don't worry. He'll be here.
Clarinet?
No.
Oboe?
No.
Saxophone?
No. Wait a minute. What was that last one again?
Saxophone.
Lisa, stop playing that stupid... Saxophone! Yes, that's it!
Alto or tenor?
My ding-a-ling! My ding-a-ling! I want you to play with my ding-a-ling!
This act is over! Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to put this filth behind us, and let's all enjoy Lisa Simpson's rendition of Stormy Leather. Weather!
Like that gopher I caught in my lawnmower.
Ooh, I hate to be that kid's father. Uh-oh.
That'll do.
It's not my fault. It's the reed.
Oh, yes, of course. It's the reed. Let's hear it for Lisa Simpson and her wacky sax.
Yeah! Woo! Woo, yeah!
Okay, who ordered the Mount Bellyache?
I ordered it for my little girl.
I'm done.
Oh, that cost $88!
I'm sorry, Dad. I don't feel much like eating.
Look, I let you down, and I apologize. I know that doesn't make it right, but I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
I forgive you.
Don't! You didn't mean that!
No, I didn't.
Look, Homer. Lisa's taking her first steps.
You're taping it?
Yes.
I'll watch it later.
The plane.
No, my freakish little friend. That's a seagull.
Oh.
Dada?
Did you hear that, Homer?
Marge, please, I'm busy. No wonder she hates me. Oh, I never even noticed she was alive.
Homer, if you want to make up with Lisa, just spend some time with her.
Maybe I should just cut my losses, give up on Lisa, and make a fresh start with Maggie.
Homie, you've got to stop looking for the quick fix. If you keep spending time with Lisa, she'll forgive you.
Marge, if I spend any more time doing these girl things, I'm gonna, go fruity. No, you were right the first time with that quick fix idea. Let's see. Quick fix. I'll buy her that pony she's always bugging me for.
We can't afford to buy a pony.
Marge, with today's gasoline prices, we can't afford not to buy a pony.
That's ridiculous.
Marge, I've got to get her a pony. When I look in Lisa's eyes, I don't see love anymore.
That's no reason to buy a pony.
See? Even when you yell at me, I can see love in your eyes.
Stick to the subject.
Uh-huh. You love me.
Let's be realistic. A pony is very expensive, and we have enough trouble paying bills as it is.
Yeah.
You sound like you're going to buy a pony. Promise me you won't.
Mm.
What was that? Was that a yes or a no?
Buh.
Those aren't even words.
Snap.
Oh, my. What is that smell? Oh, it's you.
Excuse me. Do you sell ponies?
Sure, pal. Right here.
Scottish deer hound. Hey, this is a dog.
Oh, my friend, you're smarter than I gave you credit for. I suggest you try the pony farm on Route 401. Merely take a lift at the rendering plan.
Now, lady, I'm buying a pony for my little girl, and I don't care what it costs.
Very good. That stunning creature over there is $500,000.
$500,000?
He was sired by Seattle Slough, and his mother won the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
His likeness graces a stamp in Tanzania.
I'll take it.
Mr. Simpson, do you have $500,000?
Sure. Let me write you a check.
Mr. Simpson, this check is dated January 1st. 2054.
Is there a problem with that?
Our ponies start at $5,000. Cash.
Isn't there like a pound where you can pick up cheap ponies that ran away from home?
I sincerely hope not.
I'd like to borrow $5,000.
Sorry, I can't approve a loan that size myself.
Hello. Simpson, eh? How can I help you?
Mr. Burns, you do this personally?
No, it's a hobby. I'm not in this for any personal gain, heavens no. By the way, are you acquainted with our state's stringent usury laws?
Usury?
No, silly me. I must have just made up a word that doesn't exist. Now, what is the purpose of this loan?
I want to buy a pony.
Isn't that cute? Smithers, he's planning on joining the horsey set. That is it, isn't it? You're not planning to eat it.
No, I need to get it for my little girl because she doesn't love me anymore.
Shut up, Simpson.
Sorry.
Do you have any collateral?
Oh, Smithers, let's not be so cold. His spirit is my collateral. To sign this form, the money will be yours. Sorry, I was just thinking of something funny Smithers did today.
I didn't do anything funny, sir.
Shut up.
Mr. Simpson, are you quite sure you know how to take care of a pony?
Of course. Simpson, you've done it again.
Upset with you.
Sounds like someone's angling for a pony of her own.
Hey, how come Lisa gets a pony?
Because she stopped loving me.
I don't love you either, so give me a moped.
I know you love me, so you don't get squat.
Snowball 2, Santa's little helper. This is Princess. Please don't exclude her because she's different.
Homer, just where were you planning to keep this horse?
I've got it all figured out. By day, it'll roam free around the neighborhood, and at night, it'll nestle snugly between the cars in our garage.
Dad, no!
That's illegal.
That's for the courts to decide. Marge, she loves me.
Dad, I think Princess belongs in a stable.
Stable? That sounds expensive. This is what love costs a month?
These are standard stable fees, Mr. Simpson. Plus, I'm teaching your daughter riding, grooming, and at no extra charge, pronunciation.
Father, you made me the happiest girl who ever lived.
Oh, nuts.
What do I do? What do I do?
Reckless, you want to go to the right?
Yes.
Move the joystick to the left.
Yes, move the... What's the joystick? You didn't tell me.
Oh, here comes a silent cruiser.
A silent cruiser?
Go to hyperspace. Ready, hit it.
Wait, where's the hyperspace?
Quickly, you're the spaceship, not the...
I'm the what? I thought I was this guy. Oh!
Game's over, Grandpa.
I got down on the floor for this.
Wait, Dad. I've got something for you.
I was hoping it'd be money.
Oh, dear. We're in serious trouble here. We're just going to have to cut down on luxuries.
Well, you know, we're always buying Maggie vaccinations for diseases she doesn't even have.
Actually, I was thinking we could cut down on your beer.
No, we're not going to be doing that.
Then I'm afraid there's no choice but to give up the pony.
First, you didn't want me to get the pony. Now you want me to take it back. Make up your mind!
Homer!
Marge, Lisa loves me. The pony stays.
All right. You got us into this, you get us out.
Fine, I will. There's plenty of money out there for a guy who's willing to work for it. Do you have any jewelry you don't need anymore?
You're so beautiful. Oh, look. You haven't touched your salt lick. Nom nom, good salt lick.
Money. Need money. One scratch for cash, please.
Here you go.
Liberty Bell. Two Liberty Bells. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, yes! Woohoo! Three Liberty Bells!
What?
That'll be $10,000, Apu.
Oh, congratulations, Mr. Homer.
Thank you.
If I could just see the ticket.
Well, there it is.
You pleased to be removing your thumb?
No.
Yes, please, I must insist.
No, no.
I have to look at
but
the ticket.
No, you can't see
yes,
so
I
much.
Must
no.
You have to remove
no.
Yes.
Let go. Oh, you're ripping it.
Cherry. Oh, Mr. Homer, what has reduced you to such cheap chicanery?
Oh, I need money.
Well, if you need money, you should have at least jammed a gun in my ribs. Or better yet, you could inquire about my help wanted sign.
You're looking for help?
Yes, we need someone for the demanding yet high-profile midnight to 8 a.m. shift.
I'm your man.
You're hired.
Woohoo!
Always I dreamed the day would come when one of you would be working for me.
She certainly tamed that horse.
Yes, but what man can tame her?
I won't lie to you. On this job, you will be shot at. Each of these bullet wounds is a badge of honor.
Badge of honor.
Here's a pointer. Try to take it in the shoulder. Now, these hot dogs have been here for 3 years. They are strictly ornamental. There's only one bozo who comes in and buys them.
But I eat... Oh. Your perfect crime.
Homer, where have you been all night? I was so worried.
Marge, could we go in the other room? I did something last night I'm not proud of, and I don't want the kids to hear it.
Busted.
I'll work from midnight to 8, come home, sleep for 5 minutes, eat breakfast, sleep 6 more minutes, shower, then I have 10 minutes to bask in Lisa's love, then I'm off to the power plant, fresh as a daisy.
Oh, my God, she killed him.
Salty.
Homer, are you stealing squishies?
No, sir.
This next song is also about a girl and her pony. It's called Wildfire.
Come on, Abu, honey. Loosen up.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. While I'm here pleasuring you, my store is going down the tubes.
$3.51, $52, $0.53.
Homer, you are asleep at your post. Now go change the expiration dates on the dairy products.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, baby, date's over.
Plan to do this?
I don't know. How long do horses live?
3 years?
No. Mustn't sleep. Must monitor core. Yellow.
I just called to say I love you, Dad.
Thanks. When is she gonna stop loving me?
I just heard Millie Vanilli was arrested for impersonating a McNugget. True.
Well, it's still fun to be up late. Hey, Homer, where are you going?
Going for 8-hour walk.
Homer,
sleep now.
What's wrong with Dad?
He's just exhausted. Lisa, do you know how much it costs to keep a pony?
No.
Well, it's a lot. In fact, your father had to take a second job.
The poor guy. Where's he working?
The Quickie Mart. Lisa, I hope you realize that your father can't keep this up.
You're gonna make me give up Princess?
Lisa, we can't make you give up that pony.
I can make her. Just give me 5 minutes alone with her.
No, Bart. No one's going to make her. This is something Lisa has to decide for herself.
All the years I've lobbied to be treated like an adult have blown up in my face. Hey, Pink Hat, when I ordered that blueberry squishy, I meant today.
Coming right up, sir.
And fill it to the top this time.
Yes, sir.
She likes a little carrot after her oats. And she really likes it when you scratch her behind the ear. And if you're playing the radio, she likes contemporary adult in the morning and easy listening at night. Please take good care of my princess.
Although there is no change in my patrician facade, I can assure you my heart is breaking.
Oh, I'll never forget you.
What the... You call this melted cheese receptacle clean? Oh, the young man you replaced is rolling over in his grave.
Dad, you don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. You see, Lisa, grown-ups have a thing called money.
Dad, I understand the sacrifice you've made for me. That's why I gave up the pony.
You did?
Mm-hmm. There's a big dumb animal I love even more than that horse.
Oh, no. What is it, a hippopotamus?
I mean you, you dummy.
Oh. Apu, you can take this job and restaff it.
Giddy up, Dad!
He slept, he stole, he was rude to the customers. Still, there goes the best damned employee a convenience store ever had.